Morning, everybody.
Morning, Rabbi Shem.
Fine. Okay, so we're in the middle of that story, Nifli de Kamaisim, Maisim with Imaisim, about his experiences. It's going somewhere. He's not just telling stories. We'll see. We were focusing, the Yosod he was focusing on was the Rashi. Obviously, we're busy with Rashi. Tomitim Hashem Lakecho. Al techeche ala asidois, not to focus on the future. And he was trying to show how that wouldn't even help, even if you would. The law is there. And he's building to that, and he's going to get there now. You'll see he's going to deal with that. The sod. Hopefully we'll cover that today, Bezrat Hashem. So I'm right at the bottom of Kuf Pei Ches. Rabbis Machshovas Belevish. We got to the point yesterday in the Maisa where his father felt that he was dying. He didn't feel he was able to survive. And therefore, he handed over his will to his tzava. He handed over to Rabbi Israel. He was, how old did he say he was? He was six or something. And he handed over responsibility to his three brothers. He said, your mother's for sure not coming back. And you now have to run the family. You're in charge. But don't worry, because Hashem is the father of all Yisraelim, and he'll take care of you. That was it, fine. So Rabbas Machshava is Belevish, Va'atzas Hashem Hisakum. Avi Noisachai La'acha Milchoma, his father survived the war. V'gam Ima Chazata Boch Hashem Auschwitz, his mother also survived the war. Nisim. Mishpachteinu is Ta'achto, V'yayaze Gam Nes Bifna'atzmoy, how the family united and got back together again after the war. There Yastam Nes. It was a miracle that happened to very few people. One in thousands. They had five more children after the war. Okay, that was then. The story shows you, it's just it's a wonderful illustration of how Hashem conducts his world, and how he deals with people that have that kind of betochen. Lifnei mispar shanim, kezechiti lechatenes biti atzira, when he married his last daughter, as nasasi noim ba'achas masadoit sheva brochas. Made sheva brochas, one of the restaurants there in America. Pasha Ashura is a Pasha Shaftim. But Parashti is a Posuk Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecho. Pasha Shaftim, the Posuk we're dealing with. So he discussed that the Sheva Brochas, he spoke. Avati is Dibre Rashi HaKadosh. Vekishiti El Dibre Rashi. And he asked the Kashu, we asked earlier, Rashi Shepashtenhu, Madua Bo Lahachmi Lachai Vesadim Liftoch Al Pimidus Abatochen HaGavur B'Yaisa. Rashi is supposed to be explaining Pshat, the Pashtun. Why is he bringing a level of betochen, the highest level of betochen, and then he's bringing in pshat? Why is he mechayev you that? Al techakol al asidois. Dover sharamban metire kedei lahargil lo edid es rucha shel odem animtze betzora. The Ramban brings that to calm someone down who's in a major level of tzora. Rashi's telling you this is for everybody. Everyone has to get to this dargah. Lo pashut. As Barati as Chuvosi Kadil, I explained like I explained above. The Rakti Shal Rashi, Dagosal Shrashi, he ate a Mises Ushamushis. Rashi's level that he's talking about, what he's talking about there, Altahel Asidois, that's a practical Eitzah. It's a Lamaisa Dika Eitzah. It's something you've got to get in touch with. Hare Adam Einu Yoichalavin Es Asidois. A person can't know the future. Even if you all be chayka lasidos, you can't know what the future is going to be. We're too small to understand how we're going to get to the future. It's like a baby can't understand it. One day he'll be a gadol b'toyre. He'll like the Chofetz Chaim, and he was a baby. Baby couldn't. Yeah, you're going to be the Chofetz Chaim one day. Yeah, but he's 2 days old now. Lomivit. That's how we are. You can't calm him down because of what's going to be in the future. חידודין ששימחוי עשר חוסן וקלה. There's also, as he said things to you, this is to, when you speak at a Sheva Brachos, you're trying to be Maseach Chosin Vekala. So you also had aspects of that. V'ratziti shekol b'nei ha-mishpacha, achi v'choisi, bonai v'nechdi, yelmaldu mahi d'musil shel yudu ma'amin. He wanted to use the opportunities, our families there, his brothers, his sisters, his grandchildren, his children, everybody was there. It was an opportunity for him to give over this understanding to his family. Of what is a yudu ma'amin? Yudi shemakayim b'poilis etzis shel Rashi v'nimtza b'daga kol gvuim shel b'tochen. He wanted to illustrate to them what that looks like. Somebody who's makayim the Rashi. U'lechein peniti la'avi v'shelti lifnei kol atzibur. So he turns to his father in front of everybody there, big family, Baruch Hashem, and he asked him the following question. Im ata zoche abba, ma amati li lifnei 50 shana v'tachas ha'smicha b'oisem miklat v'Budapest, Bulgaria? Do you remember, Abba, what you told me 50 years ago? In the when we went under that blanket there in the bunker there in Budapest in Hungary. You handed over to me your last wishes, your will, and you told me you're about to die. Bergaim Elu chizakta oti shelo eshba. Then you remember you told me things to mechazek me that I shouldn't collapse. Gamim lo tiyeli ima, even if I don't have a mother. Don't have a father. She'eftach b'Hashem ki hu yeh imi. Azocherta, you remember you told me that? And I must trust in Hashem, everything will be okay. You remember you told me that? Abi Anan Bereisha, he nodded. Yo, he remembered. V'ani she'chazati es ha'mo'ira ha'maragesh lifnei kol b'nei mashpachti. Then he told the whole story over in front of his whole family, which he told us, which we've been learning the last few days. The story about the bunker and whatever. Zu dugma shalem lishmoy odotaya. Eicha sabe hitnaeg b'gvuras nefesh u'betochen b'Hashem Yisburach b'goyim akritim b'yoyis aladmois. He wanted them to know who their grandfather was, where they come from, that's how your grandfather lived in the last moments. He thought he was on this earth, that was the level of betochen, that's how he lived. Lachash siyamti es dvorai, p'niti la'abizal v'amati. Often he told it, the whole mishpocha, the story, then he turned to his father and he said like this. Abba, imagine for a minute, you're going to struggle with this, okay? This is what he's saying is not poshut. You might not even agree with him. That's also good. I don't mind. There's what he's going to say now is bichlal. We've touched on a little bit the difficulty of this. Bichlal or poshut. You have to spend time thinking about it. Let's say you were a Novi. You knew the future. That moment when you told me your last will and testament, you told me what you wanted me to do with the kids, etc. You handed over their names. There in the miklat, there in Hungary. Sorry, let's say I was a Navi. No, not you were a Navi, but let's say the son was a Navi. And at the moment when you were giving me over, telling me you're going to die, and he was not coming back, and etc., all the stuff there, I would have said to you, 1 second, Abba, ma ta medaber? What are you talking about? Ata tichye, you're going to love. V'gam ima tachzor mi Auschwitz. V'yoldo elechem od chamisha banoim. The yeladim, you're going to have 5 more kids. V'lo zu bilvad, ele shebot 50 shana, in another 50 years, ata tiyeh muzuman l'sheva brocha shel biti haketana. You're going to be at the sheva brochas of my youngest child, my last wedding. That itself was hard enough to believe 50 years ago. There would be a Monsi. There'd be from Jews living in Monsi. Who would have thought? Anybody knows the history of Monsi? Who would have ever thought there would be a from community in Monsi today? That itself was a nice. He understood there might be. He was the one that developed Monsi. Rabbi Israel was the property developer that originally developed Monsi. The first 250 houses in Monsi was his development. Anyway, that's another interesting story. So you would have believed what I told you? So his father turned to him and said, "Lo, bechlet lo hayti ma'amin. I wouldn't have believed you." Softi l'shol, so I added, "Vemiti mare lecha tmuna chaya shel suda sheva brochas azu." If I would have shown you a video, then I would have been able to show you the picture, the video of the Zoom link of the Sheva Brochas taking place here now, then you would have believed. You would have been strengthened by that. You would have been calmed by that. Lo ana abba. כשאדם נמצא במצב כל קשה, when a person's in such a מצב, לא מסוגל לקבל מסרים מעין אלו. He can't get that kind of news. זה לא עוזר לו. That's what he said. Okay, you have to decide for yourself. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's what he's saying. I'll take his word. That's what he felt. That's what he meant. I've never been in a matzav like that. Rachman Islam should never know such a matzav like that when you're mamish in such a matzav. Because usually when you're a bit of a matzav, knowing that it's going to end for sure helps. You know, a person, let's say, I don't know, a person has to go to prison, God forbid, yeah? So he knows he's there for a year, 2 years. Yodesh, is it? Somebody's in prison, doesn't know what he's going to get out. You know, he hasn't had his trial yet. He doesn't know what's going on. As he's in a much worse position. Somebody knows, yeah, this is for so long. He has to hang in there for so long. And then you let it over. I don't know. There is something about knowing, if you could know what's going to be. If you knew what was going to be, that might calm you a little bit. Okay, I don't know. You have to work out for yourself. I don't know. There's certainly a lot of the things not going to help. If a person's mamish in a matzah, yeah, if a person sitting with a frightful migraine, and you tell him, yeah, don't worry, in 2 days' time the migraine's going to go away. I don't know if it's going to help him now because right now he's just too much. But there may be situations where it could help. I don't know. You have to help me. Tell me what you think. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's experienced what I'm talking about. I don't know. I've been thinking about it for many years. I don't know. Anyway, that's what he's telling us. Fine. So, Abba Niftar B'chav Zayin Sivan Tafshin Nun Tet. Where are we now? Tafshin Hey. So that's Tafshin Nun, summer 60, 80, just over 20 years ago. It's funny because this sefer was put out. Just 1 second. Tafshin Samach Dalet, the sefer was put out. Samach Dalet. There was 5 years. So his father was nifter 5 years before the sefer came out. V'yom ha'yotzel shel iroi sardali v'yom shebo nisfu kol b'nei mishpochte raboi v'chaveirov. The town of Sardali was destroyed on that day. That was the yortzat of that town that was destroyed and everyone was taken for liquidation. V'esper amati ki b'sacha kol hu ocha et harakevet b'chamishim chamesh shanim. He escaped that train that was leaving their town and he able to survive. So he survived another 55 years after that. They died as kiddush Hashem. V'oisa hoisa kodesh baruch hu lichyot al kiddush Hashem. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the opportunity for 55 more years to live as Kiddush Hashem. Shavasa shel Abi mamchisha es asher oides amanu pirshal Rashi. His father's answer to him is what gave him the chizuk, what strengthened his pirush in Rashi. Pirush zu einu chumra. Rashi's pirush of Tomim Tiyah is not a chumra. Ela eitza mu'ile. It's a very good eitza. It's an eitza toiva. Rashi kilo imalana. Rashi is telling us, Yudi, Yidl, my friend, do me a favor. Al techako alachay asidois. Don't focus on the future. Stop it. Stop doing it. Doesn't help. Einu musugel lahavin es hanhogas hakodesh baruch. You can't understand Hashem's ways. V'meile zuhu hanhogas she'aleinu linoig bo. It's a hanhoga we have to work on. Because it's bound to living one's life. Stop worrying about what's going to be in the future. First of all, you don't know. And second of all, if you would know, the law is there. Fine. We mentioned many times, we mentioned it yesterday again. When a person starts working on betochen, so he's going to have two major problems. The first one is ishtadlis. How does ishtadlis fit in with someone who's a baal betochen? That we started dealing with in depth in the Monday night vad. Those of you who come to that, so that there we started dealing with that in depth. We're going to go through the way he learns it. Maybe we'll bring some other shita, some other approaches to ishtadlis. Ishtadlis, like betochen, is very, very dependent on many, many different things. There's no one clear-cut mahalach through the Sugya of Ishtadlus. This Sugya ma'od ma'od mukav, it's very complex, it's very deep, and a lot depends on personal factors, depends on not just the person's level of betochen. Good question, I'll get to that now. It's not just totally on your level of betochen, how much Ishtadlus you have to make. Because we'll see that sometimes a bigger Baal B'tochen can make more Ishtadlus, someone who's less Baal B'tochen has to make less Ishtadlus. It's kashur, but it's not so poshut. And also sometimes it's nothing to do with your level, it has something to do with schiyot. There are many different approaches here. And they're all correct, and they're all fine, and they're all good. And the more of them you understand, the more tools you have, the easier it is to work. The biggest problem we have in B'tochen, maybe that's unfair, maybe that's a bit chutzpahdik to say such a thing, but one of the biggest obstacles, problems we have to taking our betochen further is ishtadlus. Because you have to make ishtadlus. You have to make ishtadlus. We'll look at that now. Before we even start, I just want to point out, we saw it last week, 2 weeks ago in the Shara Betochen Shvar, on Moedik Echidish, in the Chovas HaLevavos, about what the source of betochen, of ishtadlus is. There's different shittas, but you'll see that it could be even a chiv, the raisa, to make ishtadlus. The Chovas HaLevavos shit is like that. The Siris Shon is not like that. Bepashtas. Aval ishtadlus is the one thing that's going to get in the way of your betochen, because it's counterintuitive to betochen. You have to make ishtadlus, but the ishtadlus doesn't do anything. But you see it does do something. You see b'chush. You'll see plenty of times b'chush doesn't do anything also. But it's not always like that. Sometimes you see that the ishtadlus actually does do something. You pick up the phone and you phone somebody, you know, and you need to send the check, and he sends the check. Now, if he hadn't phoned the guy, we would have known to send the check. He wouldn't have sent the check. There's a mobile belat harosh. So a person has to have a clear grip on the sugi and understand it and work it, because it's if anything's going to get in the way of your betochen, it's going to be the ishtadlus you make. So just don't make any ishtadlus. I once asked that shayla. I had a lochala maisa shayla. I knew that if I would make the ishtadlus, that it was gonna interfere with my betochen, it was gonna mess with my betochen. And I felt that I had a head to not to make ishtadlus because it was gonna massacre my betochen. And I went to ask the Rav, and he said to me, no, today we make ishtadlus. You have a chiv to make ishtadlus. This wasn't some reform rabbi. This is a guy. Yeah, this is somebody who's not into Bittul Torah. Yeah. He felt that I should make ishtadlus. He said that we pass and we make ishtadlus today. But yeah, to daven, she's a normal babelet harosh. But it doesn't confuse you. That's the But we'll see. Rav Dessler discusses this at length, how the ishtadlus can help you in your betochen, but it can also damage you. It's a two-edged sword. So let's start treading into the subject. I personally feel, and maybe that's just because of my, and by the way, not just in Parnassa. what about in medicine? Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get involved in it because it's too hot a subject. You saw what happened by Rav Tetz there. It was, We thought 500 people should be plenty, so we took a 500 people plan. There over 1,200 people tried to sign in after that. It couldn't, you know, because we were whatever. Who am I supposed to know? There's going to be more than 500 people coming to share that, you know. But you see, it's a hot subject. But the vaccination for sure doesn't do anything. Chovas HaLevavos says mafurish. No medicine you take does anything, and it doesn't have any side effects. It all kashur bichlal does nothing. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that does everything. Oh, good. So you live like that. You believe that. Yeah, that's not so poshut. You take the vaccine like that. Doesn't help. It doesn't do anything. Hashem had the virus. Hashem had the vaccines. They're called klum. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's all gone. It's nothing. Yeah, you live like that. Same as your panosa. You have to work. You get your check at the end of the month. But you would have got the check even if you didn't go to work. Oh, yeah. You live like that. That's an isoy. That's a proper isoy, no? You know, if the ishtadlus was a stand on your head and chazem ishnas bal peh, and then the check comes into the bank, so that would be easy, yeah? You know, that would be easy, because then you know that the ishtadlus has nothing to do with the panosa, because you see, there's a lot for sure. I'm standing on my head saying mishnas or singing a song, you know, or tapping the table, you know, that's the ishtadlus. Fine. But yeah, you have to make ishtadlus that looks like it's doing something. And know that it's not. Okay, so you understand that's not possible. And we'll see many approaches in the Rishonim and the Achronim that try and mistadeh with this subject. And you have to keep growing and learning with it, because it's a subject we're all dealing with. Not some abstract theory. This is not about Zvochim, you know, like, you know, what's the Seid of the Kabbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, the Gam Chashuv. But it's not something that, like, you know, worrying you on a day-to-day basis. But the subject of ishtadlus, of a Baal Batochen, is something that you're involved in. It's an isoin, midis. Okay, so that's just a bit of akdoma. Let's try and he has malach. He goes through it. We'll see, and we'll try bring other aspects, and maybe you'll also give some feedback here and some of your experiences and how you deal with it, because that's the only way you can make the subject more real. Fine. So he says like this: Kuf Tzadik Aleph Perigimol. Zochini misatir shmei lahavin ki ikat tafkidein hu lit. One second, just before I do that, sorry. There was a question here. Just 1 second, let me just see it again. It flashed on the screen there. Oh, so what's the difference between worrying and planning? What's the difference?
Meaning?
Like, no. What do you want to say? I think I understand what you're asking. I'm just trying to think where I start. What do we define first? That's all. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Worrying is just, too much planning. I don't know.
Let's look at it. For sure. When Rashi says, Al techakol asidos, he's not telling you shouldn't plan. That's how this country lives. That's why it's in such a mess, because no one plans. How do you get to Kitta Yud Bet and there's not enough chairs, there's not enough space in the schools for the Yud Bet? I don't know. 11 years ago, they were in Aleph, yeah? You didn't plan and know that in 11 years' time, you're going to need that many seats in Yud Bet. I mean, for sure you have to plan. It says you don't have to plan. How are you going to eat matzah on Pesach if you don't plan? You got to make wheat already. You got to plow months ago. It's roigim already. How are you going to have? For sure, you have to plan. And I don't think anyone says you don't have to plan, but you have to plan in the moment. I have to plan now. Plan what I need to plan now, and then get on with what I'm doing. Worrying is after I've planned and I've done what I have to do, I'm still kvetching and worrying and anxious about what's going to be. Planning doesn't have any angst in it. You don't have to be anxious about it. You know that Pesach's coming. You know that there's certain things you need to do in order to be ready for Pesach. So you sit down in the moment and you draw up a plan. Tomorrow I'm going to do this. The next I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to plow. Then I'm going to harvest. Then I'm going to... but maybe there won't be enough rain. Maybe what'll be if the crops don't grow? But what'll be if the matzahs don't come? That's worrying. That's out of your control. What's in your control, what's your ishtadlus, what you have to do, so you have to do it as responsibly as possible. And yeah, you have to plan, which means you need to know that in a month you need wheat, so then you have to phone today and order, because it takes a month to deliver.
Okay, once
I've ordered it, I'm not just sitting and worrying about maybe the truck will break down. Is it a sure lie? If you're responsible for the truck, you better make sure you take the truck to be serviced.
No, but so what? I should plant half the crop outside since there's rain. There should be rain, but if there's not, I'm going to plant half in a greenhouse in case.
That's fine. That's
not worrying.
That's planning. No, that's dealing with the reality the way the reality is. That's a very important subject. Maybe once we're on it, let's a caveat. We have to deal with reality the way the reality is. The reality is that maybe there's not going to be enough rain, and therefore maybe I have to put up tzinorot in case it doesn't rain. I have to be prepared for it. No, you're an apikairus. You have to have betochen that there'll be rain. No, there are years that it doesn't rain. And therefore I have to make a plan in case it doesn't rain. I have to put up pipes because it's very important that we have wheat for matzahs. No, you'll daven and you'll make a hisoiris and you'll do all sorts of frum things, and then for sure it'll rain. No, maybe it won't. You have to live with reality the way the reality is, and you have to make plan and arrange. That's that famous letter of the Altar of Kelm that I've mentioned here before. When they were going to close the cheder, the Altar of Kelm had two institutions. He had the famous yeshiva in Kelm, but he also had a place for younger kids in Gruben, somewhere also there in Eastern Europe. I don't know exactly where Gruben is, but he had a cheder there for younger kids. And there was gezeira on the cheder, it was going to get closed. people are malshim to the authorities, the usual story, whatever, yeah? And the Alter wrote a letter to the Talmidim in Gruben. And he wrote to them and said, there's a gezeira on the cheder that it's going to close. And we daven that it shouldn't. For sure, you have to daven that, you know, you have to daven for rain, yeah? but we have to be prepared and ready to deal with the situation if the cheder closes down. He didn't say all this nonsense about we have to make a chizuk and we have to this and we have to... No, there's a reality here. You have to deal with the reality the way the reality is. For sure, you have to daven and whatever other ishtadus you want to make to try and change the rag zayra. Okay. But that's not what he says, by the way. He didn't say that. He says in his letter, we have to be prepared to live how we're going to continue after the chayda is closed, if it gets closed, chas v'chalila. That's Alter of Kelm. Yeah? The Alter of Kelm, he knew all the things you could say. There are plenty of ways to push HaKadosh Baruch Hu out the world with your frumkat if you want. But he didn't say that. Alter of Kelm said we have to be prepared to deal with the reality the way it is. Calmly, not panic mode. There's a possibility that there won't be rain. Check out your statistics. Fine. So have a backup plan. There's nothing wrong with that. But now you've done what you've had to do now. Yeah? So get on with your life. Stop worrying about will it rain, won't it rain, who, because there's nothing you can do about it now. Alter HaKol HaSidois. You've done everything you need to do in your world of Ishtadlis. You know, you could plant the seeds and there can be rain and the seeds just won't sprout, because that also Kodesh Baruch can decide, what are you going to do? You're going to worry about that as well? You're going to worry about pestilences that you've never heard of? You know, if locusts are a very common thing in your neighborhood, well then get stuff that deals with locusts. But if you've never heard of locusts coming to your town, I don't know if you have to make Ishtadlis for that. You shouldn't have to worry about it. You worry about every possible thing that could happen. The thing called Ashgacha, you know, the thing called HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. You've done what you have to do. So why are you worrying now? Now, we're human, yeah? For sure. So we're talking about Madil now. For sure we're going to worry. You have to be aware of that. I heard from my mother, Zol Starken Gesundshan, she should have longer Gesundte Joren, gave me an Eitzah once, her mama, Shemaridika Eitzah. She said she has a little box. And in there, she keeps all her worries. And every day she takes it out for 10, 15 minutes and she worries. And then she puts everything back in the box and she closes and she puts it away. That's clever. Eh? She's not suppressing her worries. She's not suppressing her daigas. Because that's what we do. You're not allowed to worry. We learned the Chaybis HaLavavis. You're not allowed to worry. You have to be Abba Baal B'tochen, so I can't be worried because I'm tranquil, because I have B'tochen, so therefore I'm chilled. No, you have worries. You're real. You accept that reality on the ground the way it is as well. What are you going to do? You're going to walk around worrying the whole day? No, you're going to give your Yetzer, I don't know if it's a horror, you're going to give whatever it is time to do what it has to do. And then you're going to close it because you're in charge. The worries don't overwhelm you on a day-to-day basis all day, wherever you are, suddenly a boom. Maybe during davening, they'll intrude. That's not a bad time to get your worries intruding, because that's when you're davening. That's maybe a good time to think about your worries. I don't know. But whatever you need, if you feel you need time to worry, you want to have a panic attack, so be in charge of a panic attack. Take time, set aside, tell the kids, don't disturb me for the next 15 minutes. I'm having a panic attack. And have a panic attack. That's what you want to do. And 15 minutes is over. Close the box. Lock it. Put it away. You can take it out again tomorrow. For me, that's been a moedikator. That helped me through unbelievable insaneness. Because if you're going to suppress those worries, then you're living in doo-doo land. Because you know that you're not holding. You know, I'm not holding in the high levels of Betochen, Shum Bayuchai, where I don't ever worry. You know, I'm worried about what my kids are going to eat tomorrow if there's nothing in the house to eat today. You know, you will worry. That's normal. Fine, but you be in charge of your worry. Don't let it be in charge of you. You take it out, worry, and then put it away. Same with planning. There needs to be time for planning. There needs to be time for just being in the moment. But a person has to make whatever is responsible, planning, ishtadlis, for sure you have to do. But it doesn't have to be over planning, and it doesn't have to be with worry and angst and anxious and what's going to be, and you have to cross all your T's and dot all your R's and make sure that everything's in place or whatever. They're obsessive. That's not normal. You're supposed to live like that. So do whatever's reasonable, normal, ishtadlis, and then grow your betochen. That's the avoider. Yeah, so now that's a good question, because there's a fine line between that. Okay, Metzushim, we'll start this tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow we're in Shabbos Kodesh. We'll be learning Shabbos Machoset tomorrow, 9:35 still, I believe. Unless there's a need to change it, you let me know. Otherwise, 9:35 tomorrow. And Metzushim, we'll start Peregimel on Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Ishtadlis U'Betochen. And then the next chapter will deal with this tefillah, gam suya mo'od, mod lo poshut. Hopefully we'll get more insight. We've done this before together. We've looked at the suya from many angles. Maybe this time we'll get a bit more insight. Okay. Have a good day. Take good care. Sagizun Patzlocha.
Thank you, Rav Sher.
Shkoyach, Rabbi. Kol tov.
Take good care, Rabbi Yisrael.
Baruch Hashem.
Behaving yourself.
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah. Okay.